kindness? Is there kindness? It's not what people know. It's not what people have. It's not how people look. It's how kind people are that attracts us to people. Of course, beauty is something that is attractive, but we know beauty is fleeting. Wealth is something that gives us purchasing power, but what does wealth do us when we no longer have anything to purchase? Time runs out on us and we now must give an account for our life. What do we do? That's why Proverbs teaches us that wisdom is better than costly jewels or rubies, that we want to have the wisdom of God, which comes from the fear of God, which when we're operating in the fundamentals of the ABCs of the kingdom life and the fear of God, we're operating in God's wisdom and knowledge. What happens is we understand the character of God, and our God is kind. Jesus is kind and gracious and quick to forgive and merciful. He's just and He's merciful. He's loving and He hates sin all at the same time. God's character is unchanging, and He is kind to the just and the unjust. And we, when we are identified in His character as His children, we show forth kindness. But if we have given our attention to things that have no eternal value to them, they're lifeless because God's not involved in them, don't have to be bad, they're just of no value eternally, and we are trying to guard that and protect that, what happens is we will release ourselves from being merciful and kind to those who have a need. And that's where Jonah was at. He released himself from his kindness because he was protecting what he was enjoying in life at the time. And that was not, it didn't have God in it. God was not involved in it. God knew it when he came to him and he called him to go do what he asked him to do. And God was going to use this in his life to prepare Jonah for what he was going to do. But everything that we find scripturally based, everything we find in the Word of God, the Scripture says it was written for our learning too. So we're learning, we're gleaning from this. And there's been times in our lives when we made things, material things, we've made the mindsets of people in our own life, we've exalted them above the things that we know show kindness to people and grace and mercy and God's love and His truth to them. We don't ever want to be measure out our love or our mercy without God's grace and His truth, because love doesn't rejoice in unrighteousness. Love only rejoices in the truth. So we want to understand God's love, not what we may feel and not what our atmosphere and society will show. We want to be rooted in God. We want our love to be the result of that relationship with Him, the result of His kindness in our own life. And I tell you, a great parallel example, it's just polar opposite of Jonah, is Boaz. If you go and read about Boaz in the book of Ruth, it will unveil to you that this guy, Boaz, was a kind and gracious and sensitive and compassionate man. It even says in Ruth chapter 2 and verse number 20, Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law, makes a reference to how Boaz was blessed of God and how Boaz did not, listen, same phrasing, did not forsake his kindness toward the living and the dead. Jonah, because he gave his focus to lifeless things, released himself from being kind to people, cast it off. Boaz, on the other hand, because he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, he was a kind man and extended kindness to a person who others would have just disregarded in life. Jonah was not a man that was racist. Jonah was not a man that was biased. Jonah was a man that was consumed with himself. In any of us, when we're consumed with ourselves, we begin to pick and choose who we serve, how we serve, when we serve, where we serve, because we're more concerned about our things, our agendas, and not glorifying God. That is why Jonah took off on the run. He was doing everything he could in life to protect what he found life in. The problem is, what he was finding life in was void of God. And what is void of God has no eternal value to it. And what has no eternal value to it is worthless to you and I upon this earth. We need God's presence. We need His favor. We need God involved in our lives. And He is the one who not only makes the difference in us, but He's the one who uses us to make a difference in other people's lives. So don't get caught up in useless and lifeless and empty and vain things. Because when you do, when God comes to you and gives you an assignment, just as simple as this, God told him to arise and go. But Jonah arose and ran from God. Some of you, even this very weekend, and the past weekend, and weekends upon weekends, God, you know you had a word from God to arise and go gather with the brethren. But you arose and you ran from him and didn't go to the place that he assigned for you. Your neighbor, for an example, the people down the street, the people you work with, God's told you to arise and go, share his loving kindness with them. But instead, you arise and you run from. Why? Because you've given yourself over already to lifeless things. And now it's so easy to release yourself from being kind and merciful and honest and truthful and gracious and truth bearers of the gospel to those who will perish without the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's more to come. We'll talk some more, Lord willing. But until then, I pray that you think about these things. I'm pondering them in my own life, evaluating my own journey. What is it that I may be trying to protect that God's not involved in that is setting me up to run from rather than go to where he's assigned me? Think about that for a little bit, and we'll talk again soon. God bless you.